Australians couldn't look away as One Nation leader Pauline Hanson toured the UK and Europe, leaving a trail of controversy. So what's she been up to? During the two-week trip, which is called a fact-finding mission, she's recorded a podcast episode with far-right campaigner and convicted criminal Tommy Robinson, stayed at a luxury resort with billionaire Gina Rinehart, and been touted as a guest speaker at a political gala dinner closed to media. In the interview with Tommy Robinson, Senator Hanson blamed the end of the White Australia policy for, in her words, Australia's immigration issues.
Well, it started in 1973 with Gough Whitlam, so they opened up and got rid of the White Australia policy.
Back home, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Immigration Minister Tony Burke responded to that comment while announcing the government's response to the Special Envoy's report to combat Islamophobia.
Pauline Hanson has been undermining social cohesion for 30 years.
Minister Tony Burke says the country has moved on from the White Australia policy, which was dismantled in 1973.
I never thought when I entered Parliament that in my political lifetime, anyone who'd been elected to Parliament would be calling for White Australia.
She also took aim at the NDIS, stating unverified figures.
A lot of them are ripping the system off who are, a lot from the Muslim areas, but there's a lot of Aussies too.
Official National Disability Insurance Agency figures show culturally and linguistically diverse Australians make up only 10% of participants. Pauline Hanson was listed as a speaker at a gala dinner as part of the Conservative Political Action Conference in London, with tickets priced up to nearly $20,000 sold out. National Senator Bridget McKenzie was also listed as a speaker at the three-day conference. Senator Hanson also sparked curiosity after she was photographed at a luxury Italian resort with her benefactor, Gina Rinehart. She dodged questions about who covered her expenses when approached by ABC Europe correspondent Elias Kluwer.
Pauline, did you pay for your holiday to Italy?
I'm going into...
You don't want to respond. I think it's an important question.
Ms. Hanson has reportedly been trying to meet up with Reform UK leader Nigel Farage. He recently stood down as an MP in what some critics have called a desperate stunt that could cost him his political career, amid accusations he failed to declare donations before he was elected.